You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Okay, enough trade talk. How's that workday going? Good? Bad? Ready to walk out in a huff? Well, if you did, you wouldn't be alone. More Americans are quitting their jobs nowadays. The latest numbers out from the Labor Department show that in May, the most recent batch of data available, the so-called quits rate hit its highest level since 2001. That tells us that, at least in some sectors, people feel good enough about the economy to dump that old job and take a chance on a new gig. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington that it also tells us something about wages.
These numbers came out in the monthly Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, casually known by the people who talk about this sort of thing casually as the JOLTS report. Kate Bonn is an economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
So what the JOLTS tells us is how much turnover there is in the labor market. And so that is quit rates, hiring rates, and open vacancies that employers are trying to fill.
Unemployment is already low, but wages aren't really growing. So when bosses won't give raises and there are a ton of open jobs on the market, people quit, sometimes with enticement, says Andrew Chamberlain, chief economist at Glassdoor.
Skilled workers are having their telephones ring, and it's recruiters on the other end offering them positions. And so that sort of poaching activity, that shows up in the JOLTS report with more people quitting.
That's what happened to Stephanie Safara Bassel in Evanston, Illinois. She's leaving her job as an academic advisor in higher ed for a 23% pay bump to work in career services at another university.
I'll also be able to travel a little bit with this role, which is exciting for me.
Money was the big lure. She has a new baby and childcare costs are no joke. But she says the overall economy also played a role.
I felt kind of comfortable thinking about a change because I felt confident that jobs were opening up in a different way.
And the latest JOLTS report revealed others are feeling that confidence as well. In May, 3.6 million people quit their jobs. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.